Yamba sambha sanju jo du toche pangwendo tangde sempar cho.
Before listening to the teachings, Rinpoche asks that we give rise to the supreme motivation of bodhicitta, which means that we listen to, reflect upon, and meditate on the teachings of the genuine Dharma so that we can benefit all sentient beings who are as limitless in number as the sky is vast in its extent. Please give rise to bodhicitta and listen.
Dela nga cho simje namje simje je ton de sanje je kompan drop to be jumse yang nga cho simje namje simje ne lo sat dong yer me ba te we sa de chi ning bo am ye sa ja chen bo am ye zo ba chen bo yin ba se no de ne simje ne lo to de lo won tro be drama jang na de ne simje je ton de sanje je kompan drop to be.
There is, in fact, a reason why. There is a reason why we can close the right window shade. No. There is a reason why we can attain enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. And that reason is that the basic nature of our mind is clarity and emptiness, undifferentiable. It is the enlightened essence of the Buddha nature. It is the Mahamudra, the great seal of the ground, the very existence of all sentient beings. And therefore, we can realize it. We can clear away all of the adventitious stains that prevent us from having it manifest fully. And at that point, we attain enlightenment for the benefit of all.
Deyang, ta, payur je, drup-top je, je, tzab je, na, nu, tzubur je, ba, par sara he. Konde kunje tsabar churpa sem to no gondo mi je lukbar yo ran la yan yin chorwa are ntur den de me me do tamje nyung mang sung bar.
And along these lines, one of the greatest of all of the 84 Mahasiddhas of India was the glorious Saraha. And he sang, "The root of everything in existence and beyond is, oh yes it is mind." When you realize this, there's no meditation to do. Just relax, take it easy, let it go. Resting in what you are, why look for something else? That would be a foolish thing to do. No thinking it's like this, no thinking it ain't like that. Everything is great in the native state.
Semje ne lo waisa saja chenpo mato pate marek pare marek pe depte semje ne lo saja chenpo marek pe depte nyinzen kyo nyinzen je wange nyumong na so ji nyumong la ten nan khobar che si je lesa le la ten nan khobar de dok na so nyungwa yin ba ti se na Mato na tene korbet sabare.
If we ask, what is the reason why the nature of mind is called the root of both samsara and nirvana, both existence and what lies beyond, then first we can see it is the root of samsara because it is our lack of realization of its nature, of the clear light nature of mind that causes us to wander in samsara. And the way this works is that when we are unaware of the nature of our mind, then we fall prone to believing that the dualistic appearances, the appearances of some object and some subject perceiving those objects, are real. And as a result of believing in the reality of these dualistic appearances, kleshas arise, the mental afflictions come up, and then we commit karmic actions motivated by these mental afflictions. These karmic actions are the root cause of wandering in samsara. They are the cause of experiencing samsaric happiness and suffering. So therefore, it is because of our ignorance of the true nature of mind that we wander in samsara, and that is why it is called the root of samsara.
Te to na nyande je tsawa yin bi jum sin kar re se na sem je ne lok sa ja chem bo to na re na tok pa te sem je ne lok re pa re sem je ne lok tok pa re na re kwe dok so ma re pa re ma re pe nyem bo re pa yin bi se na to de rang zong re pe yi ki kha na ma re pang ga pe te ma re pa la ten be tene nyumonga nyumonga nang khorwa chezi je le masa pe lenga lenga pe nene donganga donganga pa yemba ti se na donganga hin donga le trowa yemba ti se na to na sem je ne lok sa ja chembo to na tene nyande je tsabare.
And the true nature of mind is also the root of nirvana. Because if we realize the clear light that is mind's essence, that is awareness, that is rikpa, that is the opposite of marikpa, or ignorance. So this awareness is what provides the precise remedy for our ignorance of the true nature of mind. The awareness manifests as primordial wisdom that is self-arisen and self-aware. And when this is manifesting, when we experience this wisdom, then the mental afflictions naturally cease because they have no more reason to arise. There's no ignorance giving rise to them anymore. So the mental afflictions cease, then all of the karmic actions we take motivated by those mental afflictions also cease. And then suffering will cease, because suffering has no more cause. We will be liberated from suffering. We will be liberated from samsaric existence by realizing the nature of mind. And therefore, it is also the root of nirvana. It's in harmony with the statement by the Lord of Yogis, Milarepa, that you can find at the beginning of the fourth verse of this song that we have on the front page. The workings of mental consciousness inside, not realized, are ignorance itself. This is the root of all karma and all affliction. If realized, is self-awareness wisdom. Here is where positive qualities spring full-blown.
Then Ravo in a Marek Pate Palmer Munuso Nyamna, Marek Papang Nugre Jimsin Karresana, Marek Pasemje Nelo Le Dibzi Yen a Young, Marek Pate Monsan Remato, Ranginje Madropa, Marek Pate Lai, Marek Pande, Yen Dele Somerese, Yet Damba Tropata, Juyu tsuwun deri sene, ye tang ju rang yinji dropa maipa ti sene, tene marekpa rang yinji madrupa sene, marekpa rang yinji madrupa ne sur to hiyan komna, tene marekpa pang tukuri, marekpa le tor tukuri.
We might think, well, okay, that's probably how it is, but still, I have this ignorance and I can't get rid of it. It's impossible for me to dispense or dispel this ignorance. Well, we actually can remove the ignorance, because apart from just being a mere state of not knowing, there's no such thing as ignorance. The ignorance doesn't really exist. If we look, the reason why we can say this is that if we look for the cause of ignorance, we can't find anything. If we look for the ground from which the ignorance comes, we can't find anything existent there. And therefore, if we can train in this, if we can train in this lack of essential nature of ignorance, then we will be free from it.
Then, Kolo Parpa, Hirabje Parada Simba Lejang, Marekpa me, Marekpa Sepa me Sumbare. Marekpa me Sunja, the Marekpa Timi Sum, Tin Meber Sumba Mare. Marekpa Te Ranginja Madrupa Sumber. Marekpa Ranginja Madrupana, Pesena, Marekpa Sepa, and Ranginja Madrupa Sumbare. The Kolo Parpa Hitore.
And in the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma, the Buddha said, there is no ignorance, there is no ending of ignorance. When he said that there is no ignorance, it doesn't mean that there isn't even the appearance of ignorance, because there is the appearance of it, but this appearance has no essential nature. It's not the appearance of something real. And since there is really no ignorance there, then there is also no exhaustion or ending of ignorance either. The nature of reality transcends both of these conceptual fabrications. And this is what the Buddha taught in the middle turning of the wheel.
Tene derhe nyambu ten do da jyo de jan na hye na do le derhe nyambu ro ke yong la cham ro ban da da tham je san je jyo sung ba re ro wa tham je ro wa tham je Sanje jo kompang drupi juchin changna drup tukure. Kararasa na sanje ji nyingbu simjin tamje la chabare sumpare.
And if we want to understand more about the Buddha nature from the perspective of the sutras and tantras, we can first look at the statement in the sutras where the Buddha said that the enlightened essence pervades all sentient beings. And therefore, all sentient beings have within them the cause of becoming Buddha. All sentient beings can, in fact, attain enlightenment because it is their very nature from the beginning. They all have as their nature the enlightened essence. And that is why, if they practice, they can reach the highest fruition.
Jyo takpa nyeba le, simchen nam na sanje nye, onjang lower treme drip, trema tesar sanje ngay sombar. Simchen nam na sanje nye si ju te karrasa na, simchen nam je ne logam, simchen je simchen ne log te, don tamba sanje nye le sombar. Simchen je simchen ne log, don tamba sanje ye na, anna simchen kante si cha song. Onjang lower treme de tetar ye na yang, Lord je treme drip chen trema ma paam pa kaap su tene simchen re. Trema sar na kare, trema te sar sanje ngu. Lord drupe trema pakshata che pa sar na tene sanje ngu. Takpa nye ten je sanje ngu lunjuk re sumpa re.
Trema sar na sanje ngu.
Re re, trema te sar sanje ngu. Takpa nye ten je sanje ngu ne re. Marbe.
Naso, la re.
Oya.
Thank you. And then in the tantras, specifically in the Hevajra Tantra, the Buddha said, sentient beings are nothing other than Buddhas. However, they are obscured by fleeting stain. When these stains are cleared away, they will manifest their enlightenment. And Rinpoche explains the lines of this statement the Buddha made. First, sentient beings are nothing other than Buddhas. What could this possibly mean? Well, here the Buddha is talking about the true nature of mind. The true nature of the mind of every single sentient being is the genuine Buddha, the actual or the ultimate Buddha. Well, if that's the case, then why is it that we now appear to be sentient beings instead of Buddhas, if that is our nature? Well, the second line answers that question. It says, but they are obscured by fleeting stains. So if we ask, why are we sentient beings now? The answer is that we don't see our enlightened essence. We don't experience it because it is covered over by the adventitious stains. However, that isn't a permanent problem because the last line says, when these stains are cleared away, they will manifest as Buddhas. When these temporary stains are cleared away, which they can be because they are not of the nature of mind, then that is when the actual nature of sentient beings, which is enlightenment, will manifest.
Denam, dene semje nelok, semje nelok teni la sanje jo komba drup juy tsubo, nyingje dang, hirap jang, dehe nyingbo dang, ngo yir mebe tsorje lundrup du denbare. Denbe jumsin de karresa na, nyingje rawo ji ina yang, thaye, nyingje gomta mebe, thaye be semje le nyingje me na yang, semje, Deni patang maye, pala tseva yoba la soba, tseva jaya yoba de, deni semje nelo la rangyinji nyingji sangwo yoba tare. Deni nyingji gomtap so gomna, gomtap taso nyamlin se na nyingji mparwa ta tse meba, sangje je nyingji patung peto kore. Sangje pa kapso deni tukje chenpo se kere, nyingji de la tukje chenpo se kere. Teksona.
And when they manifest this state of enlightenment at the time of the fruition, then it's called the Buddhahood endowed with the two types of purity. Both the natural purity, that is the inherent nature of mind, and the purity that is the freedom from adventitious stain. That is what marks the actual apparent appearance of the manifestation of enlightenment. Well, it's also the case that the nature of mind has within it, as an inseparable component of it, the causes of reaching that fruition, namely compassion and wisdom, or precise knowledge. And we can see evidence, first of all, of the presence of compassion in the nature of mind, because even though sentient beings don't have compassion, they don't manifest compassion that extends to everyone, they still have the roots of compassion, and it can manifest in, for example, parents loving their children, whether it be human beings or animals or whatever. It can manifest like that. And that is the seed of causing it to grow. And if we receive the instructions for how to cultivate compassion, we can cause our compassion to grow and grow and grow until it becomes limitless at the time of reaching enlightenment. And then it is not just compassion, but it is great compassion. It is noble compassion.
Jigpa yueba so nin jigpa mebe so lo dhuy toba, dhuy xiba yore, de yang 히랍 쳔보 마리 히랍 충경제 여바테 데네 셈라 히랍 제 상호에 붙다레 상호에 붙세나 투상 곰바존 담베 출라 투상 곰바존 데네 히람 페르와 체메바 산제제 남바 탐제 쳔베 예히제 바르듬 페르트바레
And we can also see evidence that the nature of mind is endowed with the seed of knowledge, of prajna. And that manifests even in animals whom we see, even at a very young age, know how to run away from danger. They know how to escape and find a place, try to find a place where they can be free from fear of some predator or some danger. So that's not tremendous intelligence, but it's a sign that the intelligence is there in the nature of mind. And whatever intelligence we start with, we can develop it. We can cause it to grow by listening to, reflecting on, and meditating on the teachings of the Dharma until it too becomes limitless, and that is the fruition.
Then, Thikpa Chenpu Lola, Thikpa Chujin, Thikpa Chenpu Chujin Yamni, Sabatan Jachewa, Padme Bayon Yang, Then, Don Dor Dona Tony, Ninji Ningbo Jinje, Yamlin Dore. Then, Penna Lojon Ton Dematawa Yinayan, Tondan Sanchuk, Semje Gomram Te, Hirab Jinamlere, Gonzob Jinamli, Gonzob Sanchuk, Semje Yamlin Jetawa Ningere.
The practices of the Mahayana are both incredibly profound and vast, various in their number. But if we want to sum them all up, we could say that they are the practices of emptiness that has compassion for a heart. And we can find this very clearly in the texts that summarize the practices of the Mahayana in a very pith way. For example, the 7 points of mind training. The 7 points of mind training is a text that focuses on first ultimate bodhicitta, that is the practice of developing one's precise knowledge of reality, of emptiness, and relative bodhicitta, which is the practicing of developing one's loving kindness and compassion. So in this way, we can see that when we want to, and we need to, in fact, summarize the practices of the Mahayana, we say that the practice of the Mahayana is emptiness that has compassion for a heart.
Deyang tam momba yuepe jumtsi marik pata momba te karre te dokso karre se no pe goni te na malang ngo ma hipa kapso ngo hipa la momba yuere momba yuepe se na malang je nama la denbar hingere tele tenba kanga na so yisongare malang ngo hina ngo hipa hirab la tene ngo ma hipa denbar hingba nga de Then they buy on the coyan younger. They get on out to Chunamje, Nelo la jet, Nelo hina coyan buy on younger. Nanto la dambari hina, the ne coyan buy on degree, go topo, buy on bo mapa, traveling on the chubanda way over. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Right now, we can find ourselves in a state of ignorance about the nature of reality, but we can do something about that. We can become aware of it. And to illustrate what these two different states are like, we can look at the example of a dream. So in a dream, when we don't know that we are dreaming, then there is this unawareness of what's really going on. Because of this unawareness, we don't recognize that it's just a dream and we take everything to be real. But as soon as we can understand that what we're experiencing is just a dream, then the ignorance and we are left in a state that's very enjoyable, that's very open and spacious and relaxed. To dream while you know that you're dreaming is that kind of experience. And that's precisely how it is during the day too. When we believe that our experiences during the day are real, then that is what obscures our understanding of their true nature and causes us to be anxious and feel tight, to feel like the experience is like being stuck in a net, being tangled up in a net. Whereas if we can realize, if we can be liberated from this belief that our daytime experiences are real, then it becomes a very open and spacious and relaxed experience.
Then in Natsu, Mutsi Seka Te Nimi Namare, Nimi Zukta Teru Rizin Namala Landur Zogundo, Mutsi Seka La Malamje Namare, Malamje Nama Yang Zukta Teru Rizin Namayere, Tela Gadrobje, Teni Landur Zogundo. Tetar Yena, Malan Te Ranginja Madroba, Denbar Maba Yena Yanimu than Norte, Nimu. Malam je nawa yin bar mahi de nimu dang nor te den bar himbe se na tene ten rabu jom chen la sa na nimu nawa de yang na dong yin mi yin na yang ngo mahi ba wang ge tek po ko tok po cha po ta yi re marwe
mararam
ya
we can look at this experience we call this lifetime and see that half of this lifetime we spend during the day dealing with daytime experiences, and half of it we spend with dream experiences. So with the daytime experiences, we constantly engage in a process of trying to do certain things and avoid other things, of accepting certain things and rejecting others. And then we fall asleep, and in dreams we do the exact same thing. But the fact is that even though we spend so much time in a dream, we still can never very rarely recognize that it's a dream. We think it's real, and we think it's the daytime, as a matter of fact, is what we do. And as a result of thinking the dream is the daytime, then we are pushed about by the events in the dream, and we engage in all this accepting and rejecting. And when we think about how that is in the dream, then we can understand how similar it is during the day. That as a result of not seeing that these daytime appearances are appearance and emptiness, undifferentiable from each other, then we can experience as a result of that all kinds of anxiety and suffering and tightness.
Then in Trudur Yabatati, Trudur Yuna Tarba Yavare, Trudur Yabatati, Jumsinte, Jig Pere, Pete, Malang, Oma, Hippada, Hippe Pela Sana, then in Trudur Yabapea, Hujig, Malam de Pere. Then in Nyamyong de Range, Nyamyong La Samna. Pena meche kondro trakpo chi donga chenpo chona kondro ne lok la cher che te lo je lo na koyang tang payang yong to pe se na ite trudur trudur ye pe truba da trawa ye pe nyamnyung re kondro che ba kap song ho la cher che ta lo je lo hi na payang ye ba te trudur ye pe nyamnyung re marbe rikpa de kar re se na Kovatsava Marek Pare, Rikpatam Marek Panyin Garda in Besena, then they repay Hihana Marek Pala, Trone Besena, they require it. Then they pay Tang Yamnyong the Rikpasom Jen Trudurla in Hichiku. Madre,
Ladamuchi.
Yabrela.
There is, though, both confusion and liberation from confusion. And we need to think about that. We need to think about what both states are like. And the way to do that is to first consider the example of it, then to consider the experience of it. So the example of confusion and liberation is the example of a dream. To think about what it's like to dream and not know that you're dreaming, and then what it's like to dream and know that you're dreaming. Because those are the examples of what confusion and liberation are all about. And then there is the way to think about the experience of confusion and liberation. And the way to do that is to think about what it's like to first be very angry at someone, and then to look straight at that anger and let go and relax. To look straight at the essential nature of it and to let go and relax is a very open and spacious experience. So that is what the experience of confusion and liberation is like. And if we think about what's behind all of this, it is first ignorance in the state of confusion, but then awareness. And since awareness is the precise opposite of ignorance, then when there is awareness, the ignorance just dissolves. It can't be anywhere. So these are the three things that we have to gain certainty about with regard to confusion and liberation: the example, the experience, and the awareness that is the remedy.
Tang korba rang yin me be tang korba le trowa la tene korba rang yin me be la ngi chi che go re kare sa nga su den ba ri hen ge do den ba ri hen ba yin de den ba trowa yin na tene den yin de trowa ma re yo je ne zo den tham ba re den ba ma do na ya den ba ri hen be se no den yin je nam do den trowa re mlam te Malam je nawa dambar madrup yendo dambar hien hien nyimu dan trubare. Pe te yendo dambar madrup yendo dambar hien ben namdo te trubayinbe. Jumtsin te namdo den yin je namdo ge yor te dambar madrup jumtsin chere. Take some.
Tama te. Denshin dambar jenbe namdo ge yor.
Namdo ge yor te dambar madrup se na Dambar hemba namdo dun trupa.
Nasa. Nasa.
Dengin je namdo chuchin trupa yinti.
Nasa.
Yor dambar madrupa ser.
Nasa. Since there can be liberation from samsara, that is our proof that samsara is not something real. It's not something that truly exists. And it's very important for us to understand that, because our whole problem is that we take samsara to be real. We take all of our experiences in existence to be just as they appear to be. And as a result of that, we suffer. Now, if samsara were real, then we wouldn't have any problems as a result of thinking that it was. We would just be perceiving it as it actually is, and there would be no disharmony or anything. There would be no discord. But the fact is that we continually take something which is not real to be real. And this is why we are in a state of confusion. It's just like in a dream. When we think the dream is the daytime, we think the dream appearances are real. That is the only source of our problem in the dream, nothing else. It's only because we make this basic mistake. And this, we can see, is in fact the definition of our confusion. If we put it in the form of a logical reasoning, we would say that given our thoughts that take something to be real, they are confused because what they perceive to be real is in fact not real. So this is the nature of the mistake we make.
Tene tiksom tumong ke korba tumung ge lo lang korba tsaba danzen re danzen je sem na che na yang tene korba rang yin je ma do ba ma do pa ta yo gang yin nyam na 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 da da nyam be danzen je sem te kun zo du yo re nga su yo be nyam ni yo re yo na yang danzen je sem te gang ni yang ma yong gang do yang ma do rong me be ser da Jumsinche. Jumsinche ba danzinche sim yang dagbar jeba mebare, jeba la jo rang yinche trupa govare. Danzinche sim de jo da le maji, yin le maji, nika le maji, jumi le maji besene yang dagbar jeba mebare. Yang dagbar jeba meena, teni ngakpa atang, ngakpa mebare, tangbo jeba dan thar ngakpa meena, wu neba yang mebesene, danzinche sim na jena, Jenga ne som da traverse na rangin je maro pare. Desen na jo rangin je maro pa jumsi yang da pa yo pa sen na tele som an de bon ko va rangin je maro pare. Tek som.
The common explanation for the cause of samsara is that it is belief in the existence of a self. Because we believe that there is a self, we experience samsara. But since we can see that this belief in a self doesn't really exist, then the result of that, samsara, we can also conclude doesn't really exist either. So we all experience this belief in a self from the perspective of relative reality, apparent reality. We all go around thinking, I, me, me, all the time. But if we look into that thought of there being a self, we can't find it coming from anywhere. We can't find that it goes anywhere. So it is free of coming and going. We can't find it arising at all, because when we investigate, we see that it doesn't arise from itself. It doesn't arise from something different than itself. It doesn't arise from both itself and something different from itself. And finally, this thought of the self doesn't arise for no reason at all. So therefore, it doesn't arise from any of the four possible extremes. There's no other possibility besides those four. So we can conclude that this belief in the self doesn't really happen. It never really comes into being. And since it doesn't, then we can't say that it ceases either, because it doesn't arise in the first place. And since it doesn't arise and it doesn't cease, then you can't say that it's anywhere now. It doesn't abide anywhere. Therefore, we can say that this thought that believes in a self doesn't arise. Did the light go on? Thank you. How much should I do?
Yeah. Don't tambar gadro blen deba yena yang tani nang zando gadro yeba tar.
This is evidence of something that doesn't really light up or not in genuine reality, but it is a mere dependently arisen appearance of it.
Tena malam to gadi tang na yang lo marbo le de gadi ka sirbo jangko le de gadi tang gre tenrawo la tenre nang zang sigre.
It's just like when you hit a red light in a dream. When you see that red light in the dream, you have to stop your car, but then when it turns green, then you can go again.
Then rawo tani do gadrob yola nang zando gadrob yola yang taba gadrob lende pe khesure. Marabe.
Raba. This is an explanation from the perspective of the teachings that really there is nothing to stop and nothing to accomplish. There is no activity of stopping or accomplishing in the nature of genuine reality. There are the mere conventional appearances of stopping and accomplishing. And so to continue with this examination of ego clinging, since we can't find it arising, we can't find it remaining, and we can't find it ceasing, then we can conclude that it doesn't really exist. It's just a mere appearance. And since this ego clinging as the cause, has no inherent existence, then we can also say that the result, samsara, doesn't have any real existence because its cause isn't there in the first place.
When
we think about the disadvantages of believing that there is a self, then we can see that they are quite numerous, because it is the belief in self that binds us. It is only the belief in self that causes us to suffer, because we only have suffering because of the thought that there is someone there to suffer. So it seems like there are a lot of faults with ego clinging, and that makes us want to try to give it up. But then when we examine this thought that believes in a self, when we examine the thought itself, we can't find it coming from anywhere. We can't find it going anywhere. We can't find it arising, remaining, or ceasing. And what this teaches us is the reality that is beyond bondage and liberation. That the nature of genuine reality transcends there being any bondage in the first place, and therefore there being any liberation afterwards. And this is the teaching of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma.
Dordana dancing just sim, la chingro tan chinga mebe ser dan serna, dancing just sim rang, kene lok tona, kuyang, payang, lungyang yore.
In short, since it is the case, once we examine, we can see that this ego-clinging mind doesn't really bind us, and therefore there's really no such thing as liberation either. Then looking into its nature when we experience it is an experience that is open and spacious and relaxed.
Te yin de jing za gan za ge da le jie ne pong bo nga dang wo jik de yang ma ro pong bo nga le yin de yang ma ro be se ne da rang yin je ma ro be re da rang yin je ma ro ba te ne da rang yin je jing za da rang yin je ma ro be se ne dan zin je yang jing me ba re dan de che chot te jing si dan zin la
We can also look at it from the perspective of the one who is supposedly bound by this ego-clinging mind, the self. Well, if we look for the self, then we can't find it as being the same as the five skandhas. And we can't find it as something different, existing apart from those five skandhas or aggregates. And therefore, there really is no self. So there is no one to be bound in the first place. So how could the ego-clinging mind bind anyone if there's no one there to be bound by it? So we can look at bondage first as we did from the perspective of examining that which binds, the thought of ego clinging. And we can also look at it as we are now from the perspective of examining the one who is supposedly bound by it. And since we can't find either one, then there's no such thing as bondage.
Denang korwa yang tapa madropa de nanjur jewa song malare pe uma yang tapa jewa le kamsom tin da yowre chi duni madrop jewa mi yimi linji jeba mi le dan le je nami mi desen korwa mi mi songbar.
The Lord of Yogis Milarepa sang of the lack of inherent existence in samsara in the following way. All animate and inanimate things in the three realms are unborn and non-existent from the outset. They have no base to rest on. They do not co-emerge. There is no karmic act, no maturation. So even the name samsara does not exist.
Tene malare pe kamsom tenyo dan jeba ngo meba dan jeba meba te temi dan teni jeba meba mare nang zangdo yo ba yer ya ne yang da bar jemi jeba meba dan ngo meba song bare malam ra te senang ko ba te malam ra.
When Milarepa sings that samsara has no essence, that it doesn't exist, that it doesn't arise, then he's not saying that it is completely non-existent. Because to say that would be to deny the appearance of samsara's arising. And nobody can deny that. Samsara certainly appears, just as the things in dreams certainly appear, and no one could deny their appearance. But the point is that they are not real, and neither is samsara. So samsara appears at the same time it lacks any inherent nature.
Dene le dan le janami mi songba ti jum thin de karal tu bare san nambe lola yang ta par kanza ga da se pa po kanza ga da me be sen tene le ran yin je ma do bare da me le ran yin je to bar khe la na tene garwa cha ga yor le ran yin je ma do le je le je de ba de ba tro ne yang garwa cha ga re ti sen dene le dan le je nami mi si ju te ngowo la ma che na yang de gre le se pa po da ran yin je me be sen na le ran yin je ma do le ran yin je ma do be sen na de ba ran yin je ma do pa malam da wo.
Milarepa sings there's no karmic actions and no result of those actions. Well, how could he say that? Well, he can say that because one of the first things we learn about in the Dharma is that there's no self, the truth of selflessness. So if there is no self, but there were karma, and there were the results of karmic actions, then that would be a contradiction. That would be illogical, because you have no one to perform the karmic actions and no one to experience the result of them, really. So that is why Milarepa says that since we know there is no self, there is really no such thing as karmic actions performed by the self, and there's no result of those actions experienced by any self. If you really investigate, that's what you find. And then the teachings are in harmony.
Korwe miyang mi songpa de miyangra jane miyang mi songje te daagi mepa yer yane miyang madrupa songpa re. Da korwe daagi karre, korwe daagi te pungpunga re. Pungpunga le yendo jirpe korwa xipa te ming re, chunza re, ming re, te ming dabi yam, tini te karre se na pungpunga le yinyo mare. Pungpunga la hirab yang dabi ta yin je na, jik dan tome rung yin len debe se na pungpunga rung yin je mato pare. Te hirab je je na hito goyre. Pungpunga rung yin korwa hiba ming dabi yam tini ta ming dabi ye jik dan tome rung yin len debe se na rangin je madoba tene malam ra ore this is na daige madoba re daige madro da main trowa sa na meyang me korwe meyang rangin je madoba ti jom ten kare meyang rangin je madoba ten beke lan korwa ni yege ni re yege soso re korji yege la wa yo mar wa yege lan kor yo mar soso re koni lan dewa kayam mo ये सोसोरे डा लापकाप्सो खोर हि बकाप्सो वाई ड्रम दो वाई डा लेबकाप्सो खोर जे ड्रंगासो ड्रायंग मबुंग मी छादे योमर नामदो लिके नामदो के चिक दो जोंगते नामदो कों खोरवा सिजेते चिक दो जोंगते खोरवा ता दाई चिक दो हिन दो ओ खोरवा रे साने तने देन बर हिन बर This is not the name of the Hirab Jiji, and then Korwa Madroba Maze, Korwa Mayang Madroba. Take some.
Yes, take some. And then Milarepa sings, so then even the name Samsara does not exist. So how could he say that? Well, when we look at any object, then there is both the name we give to it and the basis to which we give that name. So here we have the name samsara. What is it that we are calling that? It is the five skandhas. The five skandhas are the object to which we give the name samsara. So first we should examine that to see if there's really any object there to which we are giving this name. Well, when we examine the five skandhas, with our precise knowledge, we can see that they are neither one thing, nor are they many things. And since there's no third possibility, we can conclude that the five skandhas don't really exist. They're just like the appearance of the five skandhas in a dream. They appear, but they're not really there. So there is no basis for anything to give the name samsara. The basis for the name just doesn't really exist. Well, then what about the name? Okay, there's no basis to give the name to, but does the name exist? Well, we can examine that again with precise knowledge. In Tibetan, the word for samsara is korwa. So if you look at that, there are two syllables, korwa. And you need both to have the name, but when you look at the first one, kor, there's no wa in that, so the name's not there. When you get to the second one, the wa, there's no kor in the wa. So you when you have one, you don't have the name. When you get to the other one, you don't have the name. And even when you say the name korwa, when you say kor, then you don't have the last half of the name, the wa. By the time you get to the wa, the core is gone. It's a non-existent entity. So you can't say the name even of samsara. Well, what happens is we conceptualize about these things and we think that the word korwa, or existence, is one thing. And then the second step we do with our thoughts is to think that this name and the basis to which we give the name are the same thing. We don't understand that there is the name and the basis to which we give the name when we conceptualize about that. And that is the two things that thoughts which think things are real do. They contemplate there is a name, and then they contemplate that the name and the object are the same thing. And that is what belief in true existence is all about. Once we examine it, though, we can see how it falls apart.
This is now kunzob do nawante malan juma chodatabre chodatabo nandong yinmi yinla nandong yinmi yinla dembar yinna demban rawo yoba dembar ma yinna teni koyang bayang yoba tenrawre chonang dawa rawo.
The experience of the relative truth of apparent reality is like the experience of a dream, of an illusion, of the moon the moon's reflection that appears on a pool of water. Because these things are appearance and emptiness undifferentiable. They appear at the same time they are empty of any inherent nature. When we think that they are real, we experience them as if they were. There's nothing to indicate that they're not at that point. As long as we think they are real, we can have experiences that seem to confirm that. But as soon as we understand their true nature, which is appearance and emptiness, then they are very open and spacious and relaxed, just like that moon on the pool of water. If that is the nature of the appearances we experience, then how should we think about past and future lives? How should we think about taking actions and the karmic results of those actions? Well, this is something that the protector Nagarjuna discussed when he wrote, to understand that all things are like the moon in a pool of water, neither true nor false is what prevents one's mind from being stolen by inferior views. So what this means is that whatever it is we are considering, to not get stuck in the thought that it's real, but also not get stuck in the thought that it's false, that somehow existence is defined by falsity or non-existence. And the example for that is a water moon. A water moon is not something real, but it's also not something completely non-existent because its appearance is there. It is appearing while empty of any inherent reality. And when we can understand that things are like that, then we won't fall into the view of realism, and we also won't fall into the view of nihilism.
Yang Gombo Ludrupje, Tava Hirable, Malan Chigin, Jumagin, Desert Ronjil Chigin, taking chit and taking ne, taking to Nangakwan Jorsombar. Did Jum Sin Te, the ne, Chutam Chichi, Jenga, the Malan Juma Tavi, Jenga Sesur Sombar. Song of Jum Sin Te, Ton Tambar, Jenga, Truba, the Traba, Tongban Ye, here, the Killing Tam Jacago Senna, Gunzov Janan, the Tene Juma Malam Tavasombar.
And further along these lines, in his text, The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, the protector Nagarjuna says, like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharvas, that's how birth, and that's how living, that's how dying are taught to be. The reason why Nagarjuna says this is that he has devoted much of his text to analyzing claims about the nature of genuine reality, and he's refuted them all, because there is no theory that can describe what reality actually is. And certainly, there is no arising or ceasing or abiding that happens in genuine reality. So then, how do we understand all of these appearances that we experience? Well, They are just like dreams. They are just like illusions. They are appearances that have no substantial nature.
Te tabu gomchor te tekpa chembi lola joma tabu tenge jin sigre. Dorje tekpa lola samsor gomchor te la madab juli sigre.
This way of meditating on the nature of relative appearances in the Mahayana is called the samadhi that sees everything to be like an illusion. In the Vajrayana, it is called the practice of impure, illusory body and form. And so this has been a brief explanation of the reasons why there is confusion and why there is liberation.
Tene sakin rangi namji te chutu nipa likhi gire tanda chiranso tene ngorjik tangne ya kuri sambayo.
Rinpoche will explain to us this song called Distinguishing the Provisional from the Definitive in the context of Maha Mudra in the second session this afternoon. Now if we sing it together, that would be very good.
Gordan yang je loksor te sanje je sonra bienla chuni je nangni yela je yang su yang se na songbare. Tene tegen do kaji ju trop top je nangni telo naro marpa malepa telo naro marpa lo cha la so banam je dur jing gor mang bo songbare. Tene nanjor je wang so malare pe tene gor haja mang bo gorbam si je te gorbam tha so ke jar. Tese na kaji pala Doha, yang gorje loksur chembo yore. Doha tang, yang tang gorje kabab rabore, kabab rabore. This is not the young student ever.
The tradition of singing in the Dharma, if you ask, goes all the way back to the Buddha himself. Because one of the 12 branches of the Buddha's teachings is the branch of beautiful melody, the teachings which the Buddha actually sang to his students. And this continued down through to the great original masters of the Kagyu lineage, the great siddhas Tilopa and Naropa and Marpa, the translator, all sang an incredible number of Vajra songs. And especially the Lord of Yogis, Milarepa, sang an incredible number of songs, so many that they are counted as 100,000. So we certainly have the tradition of singing, and particularly in our lineage, it is the special tradition. It is the special practice of the Kagyu lineage to sing, and so that's what we should do.
Tene nanju te nane nanjur jawan so mala repe tene charabang go bodur ji lor ji le khawan ji kra chen lang gor song ba ji kra he che khon ro chen lang gor song ba khon ro he de pinja na ji ne charabang go bodur ji tene khon ro sa te mala re pa lan da ja dab se be cherang te sa tang bu ne lo de nyu tene jab song
We can also consider the story of when Milarepa was meditating in the forest and across his path ran a frightened deer who was being chased. And Milarepa sang the deer a song, and the deer calmed down and sat down at Milarepa's feet. And then came the dog, the angry hunting dog that was chasing after that deer. And Milarepa again sang a song to the dog, and the dog calmed down and sat next to the deer as if they were brothers. And finally came the hunter, whose name was Gompo Dorje, who was incredibly angry to see his dog sitting next to the deer. And he looked at Milarepa, and he pulled his bow back to shoot an arrow into Milarepa, and Milarepa said to him, "Okay, you can shoot me. Don't worry, there's time for that. But first, just listen to a song." So Milarepa sang him a song, and Gompo Dorje put the bow and arrow down and sat down in Milarepa's feet and became one of his students. So in this way, we can see the power inherent in song. It's like that. So I'll sing the first verse just to give you an idea of the melody, and then we can all start over together from the beginning. Right here in this world, Jambudvipa, the victor's realm, there is one renowned as being a second Buddha. On the victory banner of teachings that do not set, he is like the crowning jewel at the very top, respected by all and worthy of offerings. The melodious sound of his rippling flag of fame reverberates in every direction around. Is this not the Lord and accomplished Master Maitripa? Together?
Yeah.
Right here in this world, Jambudvipa, the victor's realm, there is one renowned as being a second Buddha. On the victory banner of teachings that do not set, he is like the crowning jewel at the very top, respected by all and worthy of offerings. The melodious sound of his rippling flag of fame reverberates in every direction around. Is this not the Lord and accomplished Master Maitripa? There is one who served at his lotus feet with respect and drank in full draughts the quintessential elixir, the Mahamudra, the crowning point of view. This put him in touch with reality, plain and simple. He perfectly brought all excellent qualities forth and was not defiled by any fault at all. A Sugata emanation in human form, that greatest of beings, Lord Marpa, taught like this. However appearances might appear outside, not realized are delusory projections. Clinging to objects, this is what ties you down. For those who know their illusory appearance, for them what appear to be objects are mind's best friends. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as appearance, and being unborn, Dharmakaya is utterly pure. He taught of its purity as the unborn Dharmakaya. Workings of mental consciousness inside, not realized our ignorance itself. This is the root of all karma and all affliction. If realized is self-awareness wisdom, here is where positive qualities spring full-blown. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as wisdom. Let phenomena go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said. This skanda of form compulsively taken on, not realized is for elements making a body. Sickness and suffering, this is what comes of that. If realized, it's a deity's union body. To reversing the common assumption you entertain, in the end, in fact, there is no such thing as body. It's as rarefied as a cloud-free sky, he taught. As pure as a cloud-free sky is what he taught. Apparitions of male and female, demons and ghouls. For as long as your guise has not been seen through our maras, obstacle makers who nothing but trouble spell. When your guise is seen through, obstructors are dharmapalas, a hotbed of cities of such a variety. In the end, in fact, there are neither gods nor goblins. Let concepts go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said. In the ultimate jnana, to put it in general terms, through the Anuttara Yoga secret mantra, when a dhatu condensation with nadi aligns, the forms of spirits are seen outside, he taught. Not knowing these self-expressions are not what they seem, but thinking they're real will get you precisely nowhere. There was a time confusion made my head spin. Knowing no better, I built a nest of delusion, taking gods that help and spirits that harm as true. But now through the jets and Siddha's guidance so kind, I see stopping samsara and winning nirvana won't do. I've caught on that whatever appears is Mahamudra. Through realizing delusion to have no ground, the water moon of awareness shines unblurred, the sun of luminosity free of clouds lights up the darkness of ignorance out to its brink. My spinning head of confusion spins no more. A glimmer of basic being glows within. How precious now the idea of seeing a ghost. It reveals the unborn source. How strange and amazing.
Tadarje semje ngo la chirje tu ramab tu luje.
Look straight at the essence of this present moment of mind. Let go and relax.
Tarmi samla yanyang te pitse thome tonne jige lagar thong yime tonla tetsong chöpa nye trume rango rang hibar hyo.
Looking again and again at the mind that cannot be looked at. Unseeable reality is seen vividly, just as it is. Cutting through all doubts about whether it is or it is not, may we unmistakably recognize our own face.
Gevan di chivu ku sunam yehi tsosat, sunam yehi lesung tambak ni tubrihyo.
By the power of this virtue, may all sentient beings perfect the accumulations of merit and wisdom, and from this merit and wisdom, may they attain the two dimensions of genuine enlightenment.
Munjur limbo kui trashi show, yenla trukyu song trashi show, 타다트메 토기 트라시쇼 자르브 쿠송 토기 트라시쇼
By the power of the unchanging mountain of the Buddha's speech, may all be auspicious. By the power of the unchanging mountain of the Buddha's body, may all be auspicious. By the power of the Buddha's enlightened speech, endowed with 60 qualities, may all be auspicious. By the power of the Buddha's mind, unstained and free from extremes, may all be auspicious. By the power of the enlightened body, speech, and mind of the victorious ones, may all be auspicious.
Nendere nyimo dele nsendele, nyime konyan dele hi, nyimsen tato dele pa, kuncho somje trashisho.
May this place be filled with happiness and excellence during the day. May it be filled with happiness and excellence at night. May it be filled with happiness and excellence at noon. May it always be filled with happiness and excellence. By the power of the three rare and supreme ones, may all be auspicious.